各位同龄，大家平安。
Greetings to all our brethren.
今天晚上的题目是一件美事。
And tonight's topic is a beautiful thing.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
26章。
Chapter 26.
第十节。
Verse 10.
马太福音二十六章第十节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 10.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三，耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：“为什么难为这个女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。”今天我们就用这一节作为题目。
And today we will use this verse as our mutual encouragement.
到底有什么事是主耶稣说？哇，这件事不单只是好事，还是美事。
And what work is it that the Lord Jesus termed as a good work as well as a beautiful thing？
我们一天一生都要做很多事。
And in our lives and within a day, we have to do many things。
很多时候我们做的事是没有什么太大的意义。
And a lot of things that we do are not very meaningful。
也不会被人家纪念。
And it would not be remembered by others.
毕竟你今天晚上吃了什么，煮了什么菜，这个没有什么好纪念的。
So, for example, what you have cooked today for dinner and what you have eaten is not really worth remembering.
那吃了就没有了。
And after you've eaten it, it's gone.
但是有一些事情啊，你做了，然后呢，很有意义。
But there are some things that you can do and which is full of meaning.
不单只是有意义，还会带来很多的福气。
And not only is it meaningful, but it will also bring with it many blessings.
还会被神还有被人来纪念。
And it will be remembered by the Lord as well as by others.
还有呢，会感动人去做一样的事。
And it will move others to do the same thing.
我们今天就来看看这件是什么事。
And tonight we will study into what is this beautiful thing.
首先我们看二十六章第六节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26 verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
三，耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里。这件事情发生在哪里？
And where did this thing take place? Took place.
这件事情啊，发生在一个长大麻风的西门的家里。
And this beautiful thing took place in the house of Simon the leper.
那为什么会发生在他家里呢？
And why did it happen in this in his house?
因为西门在请吃饭。
Because Simon the leper has invited people for dinner.
不单只是请耶稣。
Not only did he invite the Lord Jesus,
他还请了十二个门徒一起去吃饭。
He also invited the 12 apostles to come along.
那为什么他想要请耶稣吃饭呢？
And why is it that he wanted to treat the Lord Jesus for a dinner?
很有可能啊，是因为他要感谢主的恩典啊。
It's most likely that he wanted to repay the grace of God.
因为这里说啊，他以前是长大麻风啊。
Because here he mentioned that he was a leper.
现在肯定是好了。
And so now he was healed.
如果还没好，他不可能接触门徒，接触耶稣，接触大家。
Because if he wasn't, he is not allowed to come near the apostles or the Lord Jesus or even the multitude.
他一定会被赶在营外，赶在大家不能跟他靠近的地方。
And he most if he was still a leper, he would be chased out of the village and he would be living apart from men.
没有自由啊。
And he would not have any freedom.
你不能回家。
And he is not allowed to return home.
但是现在好了。
But now he has been healed.
谁会让他好呢？
And who allowed him to be healed?
麻风在2000年前是不治之症。
2000 years ago, leprosy is actually incurable.
基本上得了就不会好了，一直到死。
And once you have contracted this disease, you have it for life.
但是这个西门他好了。
But Simon the leper has recovered.
那很有可能是耶稣医治了他的。
And so it's most probable that the Lord Jesus has healed him.
所以他就特别特别感恩呢，要请耶稣吃饭。
And so therefore he wanted to repay the grace of the Lord and wanted to invite him for dinner.
因为这样子了，所以才有以下的事情发生啊。
And so because of that, this thing happened.
还有因为他请耶稣吃饭，所以他的家里后来也变得很香了。
And because he has invited the Lord for dinner, his house became a very full of aroma.
因为有人把献膏献给主耶稣。
Because someone has offered the ointment to for Jesus.
所以这里看到西门的宝贵在哪里
？So what is the good thing about Simon?
很多人只会来耶稣面前啊，求这样求那样。
A lot of people come before the Lord to plead for certain things.
但是很少人会来求耶稣说。耶稣啊，我可以替你做什么？
Very seldom will someone come before the Lord and say, Lord, what can I do for you?
很多人会来求恩典。
A lot of people will come ask for blessings.
我们想想看，我们是不是整天跪在耶稣面前就求这个求那个？
And if we think about it ourselves, do we always kneel down before the Lord and ask for certain things?
但是得到了之后呢，人呢在哪里啊？
And after we have received the blessing, where are we?
有没有回到耶稣面前谢谢他？
Did we come before the Lord to say thank you?
圣经说，十个大麻风的得医治，只有一个回来谢谢耶稣。
The Bible says that there were 10 lepers who were healed, and only one came back to thank the Lord.
但是这个呢，西门呢，他还特别要报答主耶稣的恩典，还要请耶稣吃饭。
And here Simon actually wanted to repay the Lord's grace by inviting him for dinner.
所以他是懂得报恩的。
So he know how to repay God's grace.
今天你有请耶稣吃饭吗
？Today have you actually invited the Lord for a meal？
你说我怎么请耶稣吃饭
？How do we invite the Lord for a meal？
你接待小子，就是接待主耶稣。
If you were to receive a young one, you will receive the Lord.
你接待神的工人，耶稣差派的工人，就是接待耶稣。
And if you were to receive the worker that has been sent by the Lord, then you have received the Lord.
我们今天都是本来都是属灵的大麻风。
And all of us are actually lepers.
我们有罪。
We have sin.
我们本来是不配的医治。
And we are not worthy to be healed.
但是因为耶稣的宝血。
But because of the precious blood of the Lord,
把我们洁净了。
He has cleansed us.
今天我们有没有把耶稣请到家里？
And so today, have we invited the Lord into our home?
我们有时候只是来教会而已，我们没有把耶稣请来家里。
We have often come to the church, but have we invited the Lord Jesus into our homes?
有没有真正把自己家里打开，接待圣徒，接待教会，家庭聚会？
And have we actually opened our homes to receive and to welcome our family service or even workers of the church?
接待小子，那些不能报答你的人。
And to receive all those young ones who cannot repay you.
接待神的工人。
And to receive the workers of the church.
如果你有，你有就是把耶稣接到家里。
And if you have, then you have received the Lord into your house.
所以如果没有西门这个家付出， and, 也没有一件美事的发生。
And if Simon was not to have opened his house, then this beautiful thing would not have happened.
所以我们要先从西门那边学习。
And so we can learn from Simon.
会感谢神，会报答神的恩典，不是只有出一张嘴巴。
And to repay the Lord Jesus, and not just by only word.
请耶稣吃饭，接待门徒。
And to receive the Lord Jesus as well as to receive the workers of God.
尤其是主耶稣快要钉十字架。
Especially just before the Lord was crucified.
在两天。
And in 2 days' time,
主耶稣基督就要钉十字架了。
The Lord will be crucified.
所以这件事情是特别宝贵。
And so this thing is a very precious thing.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn.
91首。
91.
91首。
Hymn 91.
Oh, 再看回来马太26章
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 26
第七节
Verse 7
有一个女人拿着一瓶有一玉瓶的极贵的香膏来趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上请读
Verse 7 A woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table.
这个女人是谁呢？
And who is this woman?
马太福音并没有记载。
It's not recorded in Matthew.
但是我们看约翰第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
十二章。
Sorry, John chapter 12.
约翰十二章。
John chapter 12.
我们读一节到第三节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 3.
一二三，逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。 有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席。马大事后，拉撒路也在那里同耶稣坐席的人中。第三节，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的针，拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋内就充满了香气。这里记载也是耶稣在逾越节前的六日来到伯大尼。
And so here it records that the Lord Jesus came to Bethany 6 days before the Passover.
那也是在一个人的家里吃饭。
And he was also dining at a person's place.
但是有一个人，就是玛利亚，她把一斤极贵重的真拿达香膏献给主耶稣。
And in this house, Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard and anointed the Lord Jesus.
为什么玛利亚她会知道把这个那么宝贵的香膏献给主耶稣呢？
And why is it that Mary know how to offer this costly oil of spikenard for the Lord?
因为她知道主耶稣快要离世了。
Because she knew that the Lord will be crucified soon.
那很快就离开他们。
And he will depart from them very soon.
可能没有一个人会给耶稣安葬。
And there may not be anyone who would bury the Lord.
也可能没有一个人会给耶稣的这个楼下的身体啊，用香膏啊，用香料啊来磨它。
And they may not embalm his body with this fragrant oil.
所以玛利亚呢就先做这个动作。
And so Mary decided to do this action first.
所以一件美事是什么意思呢？
And what does a beautiful thing mean?
第一点呢，这个美事就是它自动自发的。
A beautiful thing happens to be done on their own.
主耶稣没有要求他这样做。
The Lord Jesus never asked that of her.
也没有规定他一定要这样做。
And he did not mandate that she has to do that.
甚至别人也没有叫他这样做。
And no one has also requested it of her.
但是他自动自发的这样做。
But she did it on her own accord.
那为什么他会那么爱主，那么自动自发的这样做呢？
And why is it that she loved the Lord so much?
因为啊，他知道主耶稣也很爱他。
Because she knew that the Lord loved her very much.
这个家庭啊，马大、玛利亚还有他的弟弟拉撒路，领受了神很多的恩典。
And they know that the Lord loved them because this family is Mary, Martha, and their younger brother Lazarus.
所以他们觉得一定要报答主耶稣。
So they knew to repay the Lord.
尤其是玛利亚，她觉得一定要爱主。
And Mary especially knew that she need to love the Lord.
所以一件事情，如果自动自发的去做，就会美了。
And if a thing is done out of their own accord, then it is a beautiful thing.
如果要别人去叫你去做了，就没有那么美了。
And if someone was to request it from you, then it is not such a beautiful thing.
我们常常都是比较被动啊，教会安排我才做。
A lot of times we are very passive, and we will only do whatever the church has.
或是圣经规定一定要这样做，我们就去做。
But there in so.
圣经要规定我这样做，我才去做。
And if it is requested or written in the Bible that we ought to do, then we will do.
但是玛利亚更多一步。
But Mary had one more step.
她自动自发，她很爱主，所以她愿意这样去做。
She did it out of her own accord.
所以这个是很单纯的动机。
And this is a very innocent act.
我们做每一件事情啊，如果不是自动自发的，被逼的就不是那么美。
If we were forced to do a certain thing, then it will not be a good thing.
还有呢，如果我们的动机不纯呢，也没有那么美。
And if our motivation is not correct, it is also not a beautiful thing.
如果有人要奉献，就是敲锣打鼓的，说我你看我奉献了。
And for example, if someone was to offer some money and they would make a noise about it, then it is not a beautiful thing.
我去关心人哦，你知不知道？你都没有做，都是我在做。
And do you know that I have gone to show concern for other people, but you have not done so?
我们做事情一定要有单纯的动机，还有是自己愿意的，不是别人强迫。
So whatever we do, it must be out of our willing heart as well as very innocent one.
第二个原因，为什么这件事情很美呢？
And why is it an beautiful thing?
因为啊，他是在主耶稣最需要他的时候，他自己这样子做的。
And that is because she has done it when the Lord actually needed it at that time.
这个时间点很重要。
So the timeline is very important.
主耶稣最需要的时候。
And that is when the Lord needs it.
你愿意拿出来。
And you're willing to offer it up.
因为主耶稣很快就被钉十字架。
Because the Lord is going to be crucified soon.
主耶稣这个时候的心情一定很沉重。
And he must be feeling very downhearted at that time.
门徒又要卖他。
the apostle wanted to betray him.
其他的门徒也不理解他。
And the rest of the apostles did not understand him.
犹太人也反对他。
And the Jews rejected him.
罗马人也快要把他钉死刑。
And the Romans wanted to crucify him.
所以大家都反对他。
So a lot of people were against the Lord.
但是这里玛利亚了解主耶稣的心。
But here, Mary understood the heart of the Lord.
她把最宝贵的这个香膏啊献给主。
And so she offered up the spikenard oil for the Lord.
正是最需要的时候，主最需要的时候拿出来。
And that is the point of time when the Lord needed it.
那后来主耶稣复活了。
And when the Lord has risen.
有一些人也要想拿香膏给主。
And some people also wanted to offer this oil, a fragrant oil for the Lord.
我们看路加二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke 24.
路加二十四章。
Luke 24.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一二三。七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料，来到坟墓前。第二节。看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了。第三节，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。后来也有一些妇女带着香料、香膏，想要来膏耶稣的身体。
And after the Lord's death, some women wanted to come to the tomb, to bring spices to embalm the Lord.
但是那个时候已经不需要了。
But at that time, it's not needed.
耶稣已经复活了。
Because the Lord has already risen.
你带了那些来也用不到。
And even though they have brought it, it was not used.
啊，所以我们做任何事情啊，那个时间点非常的重要。
So whatever thing, matter that we want to do, the time is very important.
你要在主耶稣最需要你的时候，你要拿出来。
When the Lord Jesus needed it, you must bring it out.
比如说
，For example,
主耶稣需要你跟随他。
The Lord wanted you to follow him.
主耶稣要拣选你。
And the Lord wanted to choose you.
主耶稣透过别人来传福音给你。
And the Lord has spread the gospel to you through another person.
那你有感动，你就要把握这个时间接受主耶稣。
And if you are moved and you are touched, you must accept the Lord at that time.
过了这个时间，你可能没有感动了，或者是你这个机会就没有。
And after this moment, you may not be moved anymore, and there won't be another opportunity.
有一些人就是这样，一辈子了。主耶稣曾经感动他，但是他没有把握那个时候来信主。
So there are a lot of people who have been moved by the Lord, but they did not grasp hold of the opportunity.
最后就没有机会信主。
And then they had lost this opportunity.
但是如果主耶稣感动你，你就踏出那一步。
And if the Lord has moved you, then step out your, take one step forward.
哎，你就把握这个时间了。
And therefore you will grasp hold of this opportunity.
我们在艾明顿。
And last week I was in Edmonton.
上个礼拜天。
And it was last Sunday.
应该。不是前天了，再上个礼拜天。
It was the Sunday before.
有两个老人家受洗。
There were two elderly who were baptized.
两个身体都是很不好。
And both of them were not very healthy.
一个要洗肾。
One has to go through dialysis.
一个是癌症的末期。
And the other one is actually in the fourth stage of cancer.
但是他们都听了道理。
But they have heard the gospel.
知道真耶稣教会的洗礼是可以赦罪。
And they know that the baptism of the true Jesus Church can, it has the effect of a remission of sin.
是要得救的话，一定要从水圣，一定要接受大水的洗礼。
And if they want to be saved, they have to receive water baptism.
感谢主，两个都很勇敢。
And so they were both very encouraged.
坐着轮椅去洗礼场。
And they went to the baptismal site in wheelchairs.
凭着信心下水。
And by faith, they entered into the water.
感谢主啊！洗完你之后，两个人的他这个身体啊都没有因为说哦，这个水脏啊，到河水啊让他发炎都没有。
And thank God when they got out of the water, their body was not contaminated by all the dirt in the water.
两个人的身体都有一些插管啊，有一些点打点滴的地方。
Both of them had some tubes that were inserted into their body.
但是感谢主啊，都没有发炎。
But none of them had any inflammation.
有一个，其中一个女的，有一个七十一岁的。
And there was a lady, but who is 72 years old.
她说，就算我发炎，就算如果我感染死了，我脑， 让我也死了，但是我能够进天国。
And she said that even if I got infected and even if I caught a chill, as long as I can enter into the heaven, that's good.
因为她两个月之前就差点死掉。Because
2 months before, she nearly died.
是大家为她祷告，她自己也祷告，求神保住她的生命。And
everyone prayed for her, and she prayed herself as well to ask the Lord to preserve her life.
因为她还没有受洗啊，所以不能死啊。她觉得说，我还没受洗啊，所以说你要保留我的命。
She said that because she has not yet gotten baptized, so she must her life must be preserved by the Lord.
感谢主，主耶稣保留她的生命。And
so the Lord answered her prayers.
Yeah, 因为她知道不是常常有这个洗礼的机会。Because
she knew it's not often that she can have the opportunity to get baptized.
如果不把握这个机会，失去了没有了，可能就没有了。And
if she did, she let this opportunity go, then she will not be able to be get baptized.
另外一个癌症末期是更紧张。And
the other one who is suffering from terminal cancer is even more anxious.
他是得了这个胰脏癌啊 ，pancreatic cancer.
There is this brother who actually has pancreatic cancer.
他本来没信的。
And he did not believe initially.
他是我们信徒的一个先生。He is
the husband of a believer.
啊，那生病了，差不多一年了。And
he was ill for almost a year.
本来以为说靠化疗啊，可以治愈好自己的身体。He
thought that by going through chemotherapy, he would be able to be healed.
那是医生后来告诉他。But
the doctors told him.
没有用了。It's
not possible.
你回去准备了。
You must prepare for yourself.
等死的意思。For
your death.
哇，他就很难过。
And so he was really disheartened.
他的太太就跟他讲。
And his wife told him.
要不要请传道来你家里祷告啊？
Would you like a preacher to come and pray for you at home?
哇，他之前都没有答应。
Before he would never agree to such a request.
但是到一个多礼拜之前。
But a week before.
他就点头了。
He nodded his head.
啊，所以感谢神带领小弟还有传道娘，我们从卡加利开到艾明顿的时候，就先去他家里。And
we thank God that I and my wife were able to go directly to his house when we arrived in Edmonton.
哇，去看他。And
to see him.
去传福音给他。And
to preach to him.
那个时候他已经很瘦，身体很虚弱。And
he at that point in time he was really weak as well as very thin.
但是他看到我们来。
And when he saw us,
还是很高兴,
he was very happy.
我们跟他传福音, 陪他祷告,
and so we preached the gospel to him and prayed together.
直接就问他了, 你相不相信?
And I asked him directly, do you believe?
你相不相信主耶稣基督能救你?
Do you believe that the Lord Jesus can save you?
救你的灵魂,
to save your soul,
赦去你的罪,
and to wash away your
以后带你去天国,
sins, and to bring you into heaven.
啊，点头。
He nodded his head.
我说要洗礼哦，圣经说不是只有相信哦，一定要洗礼才能够得救。So
I told him the Bible says you have to get baptized, not just to believe.
啊，还要去河里面洗哦，不是在水池。And
you need to be baptized in the river, not just any well.
要奉主耶稣圣名。And
in the name of the Lord.
哇，如果你要的话，你自己填表，你自己签名，你现在头脑还清楚。And
since you are still very clear-minded, you have to fill in the form yourself.
他看了那个表，想了几十秒。
So he looked at the form for about 30 seconds.
啊，最后签了名。And
he signed the form.
感谢主。Thank
God.
啊，过了几天，就是上前个礼拜天，我们就去帮他洗礼。And
so after a few days, which was the Sunday before last, we went to get to the baptismal site.
哇，很有信心。And
he had a lot of faith.
洗礼之后，哇，他心中很平静。
And after baptism, he was, his heart was filled with peace.
我们叫他说，你痛你就念哈利路亚。And
so we taught him to say hallelujah when he feels the pain.
你害怕也就念哈利路亚。And
when you are afraid, say hallelujah.
他就一直念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。And
so he kept on repeating hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哇，洗完礼之后回到教会洗脚礼圣餐礼。And
after the baptism, we went back to the church to have foot washing as well as holy communion.
一个礼拜之后。
And after a week,
也是礼拜天早上,
and it was also on a Sunday,
就是前天呢,
which is the day before yesterday.
主耶稣就接他回天家了。
He passed away, and the Lord received him home.
你不常常有主耶稣啊，你不常有这种机会啊。
So if you do not grasp hold of the opportunity, you may lose.
如果他没有把握那个机会,
if he did not grasp hold of that opportunity,
如果他犹豫了一下。
And if he was to hesitate even for a moment,
再想想一个礼拜,
and to think, to ponder over it for another week.
不要说 去洗礼，连站起来的力量都没有那时候。
Not only don't think about going for baptism, he would not even be able to stand up.
所以什么事情你都要把握机会。
So in everything, you must grab hold of the opportunity.
主耶稣会给你机会，但是不会给你很多机会。
The Lord Jesus will grant you opportunities, but not all the time.
你这几个机会错过了就没有了。
If you lose this opportunity, then there will not be another one.
有些时候，主耶稣会只给你一个机会。
So the Lord Jesus may sometimes only give you one opportunity.
像这个玛利亚，主耶稣只给她一个机会可以献香膏。
And like this Mary, she was only given one opportunity to offer up her fragrant oil.
你不把握这个机会献，你以后就献不了。
If you do not offer it at that time, and then you may not even have the opportunity again.
你有很多香膏，你想献给主，主耶稣也不要了，我就不需要了。你给我做什么？
You may have a lot of spikenard, but then the Lord has no use of it. So you even if you give it to him, he wouldn't need it.
信主要把握机会。
So, to believe in the Lord, you must grab hold of the opportunity.
奉献要把握机会。
And also offering, you also have to grab soul.
接待人要把握机会。
You also have to grab soul of the opportunity to receive people.
你看那个西门，如果说啊，我这个礼拜很忙啊，耶稣你来啊，我这个礼拜没空啊，下以后你下次来再说了。
Simon the leper can say that this week I'm very, very busy. I cannot receive you this week. Maybe next week.
那这个事情就不会发生在他家里。
And then this beautiful thing will not happen in his house.
我们常常都是想太多。 想太多就会失去机会。
Sometimes we think too much and then we lose the opportunity.
有一些人就想很多，想前想后，想前想后想十次，到最后想完了，哦，机会都跑走了。
Because some people will ponder on the matter so many, take so much time to ponder on it that they lose the opportunity.
想得很周全。
And they even think of it very in detail.
你想完了，跑机会早就跑走了。
And the opportunity just slip by.
这种人很多。
And there are a lot of people like this.
但是Simon。 西门是把握机会的人。
But Simon grabs hold of this opportunity.
玛利亚也是把握机会的人。
Mary too grabs hold of the opportunity.
你把握机会为主耶稣做的事，就是美事。
Whenever you grab hold of the opportunity to serve the Lord, that is a beautiful thing.
我们最后来唱诗。
Let's sing the last hymn.
438首。
438.
438首。
438.